turning the experience in your head into something sellable. The 7-Step Path of Knowledge Productization, subtitle, From Personal Insight to Replicable Delivery. In the spring of 2026, Lin Wan, a 29-year-old community operator in Hangzhou, was revising the 11th version of an event plan under the desk lamp in her rented apartment in the west of the city. The blue light from the screen made her eyes sting, the spring rain outside tapped on the window all night, and the coffee at the bottom of her cup had long gone cold. I suddenly realized that the pitfalls I had stepped into and the templates I had accumulated over these 3 years were actually more valuable than my salary, yet I had never turned them into money, she later recalled on a podcast, with a clear tone of regret and disappointment. In 3 years, she had handled 47 online events and distilled 12 reusable workflows from recruitment to review, yet never thought to turn them into a product. She only kept taking one gig after another, billing by the hour, getting busier and poorer. The first door to knowledge productization is often a late-night self-question. Can the things only I know in my head be handed to others to use? The answer decides whether you are selling time or building an asset. Many people get stuck on, I am not ready yet, but the market never waits for you to be perfect. It only cares whether you can solve a specific problem. Lin Wan's turning point began the night she admitted that her experience was already enough. What knowledge productization is, simply put, is turning the tacit experience in your head into a deliverable that others can use independently, without you having to be present each time. It differs from sharing because sharing is free, delivers nothing, and has no standard outcome. Productization is not about launching a course, it is about packaging, a practitioner with 6 years in paid knowledge told me. What earned him the most was not a big course but a 19-page checklist, priced at 39 yuan, that sold more than 8,000 copies with steady repurchase. Under the traditional order-taking model, you sell one unit of time for one unit of money. After productization, the same content can be bought by 1,000 people, with marginal cost approaching zero, and a piece written during a sleepless night can keep generating income while you sleep. The key differences are three: replicable, deliverable, standardized. Knowledge without these three is just small talk. Replicable means not dependent on you. Deliverable means a clear outcome. Standardized means stable quality. Only when you write experience into steps, record it into audio, and make it into templates does knowledge first acquire the attribute of a product. What users buy is not your time, but the time and trial and error cost you save for them, that is the source of the premium. Four types of productizable knowledge assets. The first is process knowledge, your standard moves for doing something, such as how to build a public account matrix in 3 days. This type is the easiest to productize because its steps are clear, produce results when followed, and give users a strong sense of gain. The second is judgment knowledge, your criteria when making choices, such as which topics are worth doing and which to abandon. This type is the scarcest and most expensive because it comes from intuition built after many failures that others cannot learn quickly. The third is framework knowledge, the models you think with, such as sorting tasks with a four-quadrant method. What others buy is your mental shortcut, and a good framework can save someone years of detours, often commanding a higher unit price and being harder to copy. The fourth is story knowledge, the pitfalls you stepped in and the turnarounds. Real cases are more persuasive than theory, and a sample from one course platform shows pages with real failure cases convert on average 23% higher. Industry sample statistics. Don't underestimate your failures. Users often pay the most for avoiding pitfalls, Lin Wan said. Her first hit was the 8 mistakes I made in my first 90 days of operations, which sold more than 600 copies in 2 weeks and brought her first batch of followers. The minimum unit of packaging. Productization most fears being greedy. Solving one specific problem at a time sells more easily than making an all-in-one course, because the user's decision cost is low, the hesitation is small, they can buy tonight, and they never worry about whether they can afford it. Early on, I made a 12-hour big course with only 11% completion. After switching to a 40-minute single-point lesson, completion rose to 68%, an education blogger shared. Shorter content actually brings higher completion and word-of-mouth recommendation. The minimum unit can be a checklist, a template, a 15-minute explanation, a comparison table. The form does not matter. What matters is whether the user can act immediately after reading. If yes, it is a product. If not, it is still just content. The test standard is simple. After reading, can the user act immediately? If yes, it is a good product. If not, it is still content. Many courses do not sell because they give principles but no actions, and the user still has no idea what to do after listening, so naturally they do not renew. Break a big topic into 5 to 8 minimum units, then decide which are free for attracting users and which are paid for delivery. The path becomes much clearer. For example, split writing course into 4 small courses, topic, structure, headline, revision, and validate each separately. Professional analysis, the efficiency and retention data of knowledge productization. We use a set of publicly verifiable magnitude data to see the efficiency of knowledge productization. Ebbinghaus Forgetting Curve research shows that after 24 hours of pure listening, memory retention is about 34%, while listening plus hands-on doing RET.